VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. In Somalia, two suicide attacks have killed 15 people in Baidoa, north of the capital Mogadishu. 30 people were wounded. The first explosion happened when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade at a busy restaurant. In the other, minutes later, a suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into a nearby hotel. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility. Al-Shabaab controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012 before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces. Saudi Arabia on Sunday reacted strongly to President Trump's threat of, quote, severe punishment if the kingdom is found to be involved in the disappearance of Saudi dissident and journalist Kamal Khashoggi. He's been missing since October 2nd when he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Many reports say he was killed in the building. The Saudi statement came from the head of the country's news agency on the same day the Saudi stock market fell by as much as 7%, its largest drop in years. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In an official statement read on government-run TV, Saudi Arabia says threats of economic sanctions, political pressure, or the repeating of false accusations will not undermine the kingdom or its position in the world. It's vowing to respond with greater action to any attempt to punish it, noting the kingdom's economy has an influential and vital role in the global economy. The comments follow remarks by President Trump that Saudi Arabia could face severe punishment. At the White House Saturday, he told reporters,
"Let's determine what happened first, there's plenty of things we can do that are very tough."
However, he noted he would oppose the cancellation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. 19 migrants, including children, were killed Sunday when their truck